Okay. Yeah. Test, test, testing, 1, 2, test, test. Testing, 1, 2. This is Nancy Nuz with the Florida Folklife Programs. It's September the 10th, 1985. And I'm at the home of Irma Gabrielas in Homestead, Florida. And Irma's going to talk to me about piñata making and about her dancing.
Okay, Irma, I'm going to probably ask you questions that we've already talked about anyway, okay?
Why?
So why don't you tell me when you were born and where?
Well, was born in November the 23, 1957. I was born in Mexico, in San Luis Potosí, Mexico. So I'm 27 years old now.
How many children in your family?
My family, we are five, three boys and two girls.
Tell me about when you started to dance, your earliest memories of dancing.
Yeah, well, we started in the school, you know, when I was about 6 years old. You know, in the, it's not a, not like professional, but, you know, participating in different programs in the school.
Okay.
At that time.
For what? What things would you participate for?
What things like?
What days? Uh-huh.
Or you know, in the school, like Christmas time, Mother's Day, or Teacher's Day, some festival day.
When you were 6 years old, who taught you to dance?
Who taught me that?
Yeah.
Well,
at that time.
You know, the teacher in the school.
Did every teacher know how to dance?
Most of them. Yeah.
Do all the children in Mexico learn to dance?
Yeah, you know, it's like you know, it's one thing that they have to know. All the teachers knows how to dance to teach the kids.
What grades did children dance in, during what year in school?
They start from the first or second grade. Sometimes from the kindergarten.
What did your parents think about you dancing?
Well, now they're glad, but when I start, they don't want me to dance.
Why?
Because they are, you know, really strict. How you say
strict? Strict.
Right. Mm-hmm. At home, especially in my family, so. When I went to start, they doesn't let me go out. You know, they just want me to stay at home. But when I start, you know, like and me off time, I was starting working in learning dance at fine arts. It was when I was about 17 years old, because at that time I was really interested in learning how to dance. You know, because when I was 6 or 8 years old, I liked it, but just for the programs in the school. not to do it like professional. Yeah. And when I was about 16 years old, at the time, I tell my father, I like it, I love it, so I'm going to fine arts. Uh-huh. And
what did he say?
Well, and 3 months later, he was helping.
Oh.
Yeah. With my clothes,
mm-hmm.
and my dresses, everything I need at that time,
mm-hmm.
he was young.
Irma, do you remember any kind of dancing at home, at your house,
oh my
or
God.
Mm-hmm, with your parents there,
you
when
want
when you were growing up?
Any kind.
Do you remember, what you mean, the name?
The dance?
No. Do you remember dancing? Did your parents dance?
Yes, my father.
Uh-huh. What kinds of dances?
Well, when he was young,
uh-huh.
he danced in everything. Like, you know, Mexican dance, like, how you call it in Argentina? The tango. The tango, the danzón, you know, all this dancing.
Did he ever show you any of the dances when you were young?
Yeah, sometimes he danced with us at home,
uh-huh.
you know, in the any occasion that we are together at home.
Mm-hmm.
I have some pictures dancing with him.
What kind of music did you have? On the record, or
in the record, some cassettes.
Were there people in your town who played music?
Yeah, you know, how do you say? Live music.
Live music.
Live music, right?
Que tipo?
Like they play by violin.
Mm-hmm.
We call Huasteca, sones huastecos. It's like violin, guitar. They had three instruments for three people.
Okay, they had violin, guitar, and what else?
And I think they have an honor, I'm not sure. I don't know how to say in English.
In Spanish.
The guitar on,
uh-huh.
Yeah, they play three
the
instruments.
The big guitar,
right.
With the, yeah.
It's not mariachi.
Yeah.
It's not mariachi,
oh.
It's different.
Okay.
You know, the mariachi is, usually the groups of mariachi are like 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of music is used 3 people, trio,
okay.
We call trio.
Is that the only type of live music that you remember in your town? Do you remember mariachi when you were
Yeah,
there?
Mariachi also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mariachi is the most, the usual music that they play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the town, like ranch, they play trios. But when you come over, you know, city like Mexico City or something, they play mariachi band.
So the town you're from, is that a small town or is it large town?
You know, we born in a small town. When I was about 10 years old, we moved to the big town.
Where'd you move to?
We born in a small town that we call Villa de Zaragoza.
Oh.
And then when I was 10 years old, we moved to San Luis Potosí, to the city, into the state.
Were you born in Which town were you born in?
It's Villa de Zaragoza, San Luis Potosí. You know, like when you say Homestead, Florida.
Right.
Like I born in Homestead. It supposed you born in Homestead, you say right. I born in Florida. You don't say Homestead, Florida. Right?
Well, sometimes.
Oh, so
what the town you were born in was called what again? I need to put this down. Because you told me San Luis Potosí.
San Luis Potosí. You know.
Oh, that's that's the same.
Yeah.
Okay. How long did you study at Fine Arts in music? Do you need more of this?
No, I don't think so.
You think that's enough?
Probably one more.
Okay.
Yes. Well, in Fine Arts, I was there about 2 years. When I started, I started in an independent group that we call Xochiquetzal. Can you say that?
Say it again.
Xochiquetzal.
Xochiquetzal?
Yeah, who means flower of the dance.
Oh.
That is the name of the group when I start. And about two years later, I went to Fine Arts.
How many were in that group?
About 50 people. You know, when we went out, we need a bus.
Oh.
You know,
where did you dance?
Wow. You know, sometimes out of town, like Jalisco, there's about 300 miles from there. Okay, when we went out from San Luis Potosí, we went to Jalisco, Querétaro, about 300 miles from San Luis Potosí.
But why? For what reason? Did you dance for fiestas at that time?
Yeah. You know, sometimes it was a fiesta, like Mexican Independence Day,
yeah.
Or sometimes like anniversary. To get a contest from other groups, another group. You know, different occasions.
So have you danced most of your life?
Excuse me?
Most all of your life?
Yeah. Yes.
Why do you like to dance?
Excuse me?
Why do you like to
why?
Dance?
Why?
Well,
good question. Why? I don't know why, but I like it. I love it. You know, probably my father, he really likes to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because my mother, she doesn't know how to dance.
Oh.
No. Probably because we. Oh, how you say it? Because my father likes that.
Say it in español.
Probable porque a mi papá le gusta. Y ya heredamos esa inquietud nosotros.
Sí.
En el caso de mi hermano, lo de la música. En el caso mío y de todos en la casa, todos mis hermanos les gusta bailar.
And your brothers, how many brothers play music?
Two of them. The oldest and the youngest.
What do they play?
What?
What?
Yeah, well. Okay. What instrument? My older brother played the piano and the guitar, sometimes the violin. My youngest brother, he plays the, we call the batería in Spanish.
You say the what?
Batería. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he plays the batería.
Okay. How long have they been playing music? How long?
Well,
quanto tempo?
My oldest brother, I was telling you, from he was in the school. Mm-hmm. He was there. He learned to how to play the violin. He was in sixth grade. Right. In sixth grade. He was about 12 years old.
Did he ever play before that?
Well, using the, I remember when he was about 4 or 5 years old, mm-hmm. and he went to the fiesta, and he asked to the music, to the, for the violin to play it, and sometimes the music.
Musician.
Yeah. Yeah.
The person playing.
They. Let him.
They're called musicians.
Yeah. Huh. Well, sometimes they do that.
Did your father play an instrument?
No, he doesn't. But you know why? Probably he never had the opportunity to do it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we in the family we are talking about that, why my father didn't play anything, but you know, probably he has not the opportunity to do it.
Did anyone in your family, your aunts or your uncles, grandparents, do you remember anyone playing?
Well, my what is it? Grandmother?
Grandmother.
No.
Abuela?
No, the bisabuela.
No. Great grandmother?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. He would.
Grandfather. Abuelo?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just for the fiestas. You know, because their position was not good to increase, how you say?
En español, dígame.
Su posición no era muy buena para desarrollar. Uh-huh. No podían hacerlo. Uh-huh. Right.
Pero he played for festivals.
Yeah, for the festivals.
What instrument?
No. I was confused. She sang.
Sing,
right.
She?
Yeah, my...
Abuela?
Yeah, bisabuela.
Abuela.
But just for the fiestas.
Yeah.
You know, but everybody's... I didn't know. But the people who knew here, they say... she was really good singer.
Do you know what types of songs she sang?
Well,
¿qué tipo de
canciones?
Canciones.
Como, you know, canción we call. Rancheras, mm-hmm. Like mariachi, something like that. Sometimes for the church, you know, for religiosos, fiestas religiosas.
Sí.
Most of the time she was involved in that time, that kind of fiestas.
But you didn't know her?
No. You know, my father tell me about it.
Was it your father's mother?
Yeah. Yeah, that is for my father, because my mother, I don't know why, but it's different.
Yeah. Okay, right now, you are making a piñata.
Right. I'm trying to.
It's getting close to the finish, too.
To show you how
to. It looks very good. Why don't you explain to me when you first saw the piñata being made when you were young?
Well, at home, you know, in the parties, like birthdays, they usually make the piñata. They make it by hand, and after they put candies, sometimes they put confetti, or sometimes they make like, how you say, broma? They put flavor?
Flavor.
Harina? Do you think, what I did?
Flour.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Flour in the piñata.
In the piñata. And when the kids
break it?
Yeah, when they break it, the arena comes down.
No, candy, just flour?
Instead candies. And the candies, sometimes they get the, in the bags, the small bags. But in the piñata, sometimes they put flour. Right. Yeah, you're right. It's,
why would they put flour in there?
Just to, it's like broma. We call it broma.
As a surprise?
Yeah, a surprise for them. Yeah. And they expecting for the candies. And the candies never show up.
And would the adults laugh?
Yeah.
They thought it was funny.
Because they know. But the kids doesn't know that.
Okay, who would make the piñatas for your birthday when you were a child?
Well, my uncle, how you say, uncle? Sometimes my mother, my tia.
Tia, aunt.
Aunt, my aunt, or my mother, somebody in my family, they make the piñata.
So you first learn to make them.
Right. And then when I went to school, you know, the teachers, most of the teachers, they know, you know, artes manuales, they had to know. Because now my sister is studying for teacher, and he's learning how to make a lot of things manual, like hand. And at the school, the teacher teach me how to do the piñata.
And Irma, explain how you make the piñata from the very beginning.
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay. First thing, we have a balloon.
Blow it up.
We blow it up, and then
tie it.
After that, we have a piece of paper. Okay. Tenemos piezas de papel, pedacitos de papel que los vamos pegando alrededor del globo con pegamento que hacemos, que lo hacemos aquí mismo de harina con agua. Uh-huh. Y le llamamos nosotros engrudo. Este es el engrudo.
Sí.
Con esto es, esto lo hacemos porque es un poco más económico que si compramos el pegamento, el glue o algo así. Entonces, con el fin de que no salga muy caro, hacemos el engrudo. Entonces vamos pegando alrededor del globo dos o tres capas, las que sea necesario hasta que se sienta está suficiente resistente. Con el engrudo pegamos pedacitos de papel hasta que queda ya duro, dejamos que se seque completamente, y hasta que no está seco podemos empezar a pegar el papel, papel crepé es lo que llamamos nosotros esto, papel crepé.
Pero papel crepé,
o tenemos que cortarlo porque este viene en rollos. Algunas veces cuando yo lo aprendí, este papel ya viene cortado. Pero aquí tenemos que cortarlo. Entonces lo cortamos en tiras muy pequeñitas, cortaditas, así que parece, o sea, delgadita, lo más delgadito que se pueda. Algunas veces se puede rizar un poco, que queda como un poquito chino. Pero cuando no se puede, solamente se pega, entonces se cubre de papel, según la figura que sea. En este caso es un payaso.
Payaso.
Un payaso. Pero algunas veces puede ser una estrella, puede hacerse una jirafa, un burro, diferentes figuras.
Ajá.
Pero el payaso es muy... Es de preferencia cuando algún cumpleaños o algo. También hay barcos, barcos muy bonitos que se hacen, según la figura que sea.
Uh-huh.
En este caso solo lleva un globo, pero cuando es una figura, por ejemplo una jirafa, tendría que llevar un globo largo.
Uh-huh.
Tenía que llevar lo que le llamamos las patas.
Sí.
Luego el pescuezo, todo eso. Entonces llevaría más trabajo.
Sí.
¿Verdad? Bueno, ya que lo tenemos todo cubierto, entonces si es necesario, como aquí le vamos a poner las orejas de otro color, luego los ojos, la nariz, la boca, para que quede completo, y el sombrero. Todo eso va forrado de papel crepé, recortes de papel crepé. Y pues ya después, ¿verdad?, se coge el hilo, se amarra bien, de ambos lados, para que quede, que soporte de donde se va a colgar, para que se pueda colgar, que tenga, que esté suficiente resistente para que no se caiga. Y ya se le pone los dulces.
Uh-huh.
Los dulces, o como le decía, una broma, puede ser harina, bueno, pero normalmente son dulces.
Uh-huh.
O sea, lo que vaya una piñata, los niños se imaginan dulces siempre. Dulces.
Uh-huh.
Y esto es muy común en las fiestas mexicanas, la piñata.
Uh-huh.
No puede faltar una piñata siempre en alguna fiesta mexicana. Bueno, ahorita terminé de cubrirlo en papel blanco. Ahora me falta poner las orejas para que vaya cogiendo la forma. Las orejas y luego los ojos y luego la boca. Y ya esto, los niños entonces se entusiasman, ¿verdad?, con la piñata. Es una cosa que les llama mucho la atención, sobre todo cuando es una figura como el payaso. Les gusta bastante a los niños para una fiesta y todo le quieren romper, y en fin. En este caso batallan bastante porque es cartón lo que le estoy poniendo. Va el globo de plástico adentro y después va el cartón. Entonces queda muy resistente, queda muy fuerte. Y tardan mucho para romperla. Pero cuando la rompen, todos se tiran sobre los dulces. A ver quién coge más. Sí, eso es la piñata.
Mm. tape and that machine is still going. So I'm gonna turn the tape off, but
okay.
I don't know if the last part is on there or not, because it's...
Oh, acerca de la piñata. Bueno, le explicaba que si, ¿verdad? Que ya para terminar con la piñata, pues queda bien, ¿verdad? Que se escoge un modelo bonito para el cumpleaños. Y todos los niños, los invitados, ¿verdad? Del niño que cumple años, pues les amarran los ojos, les tapan los ojos con una venda, con algo. Entonces les dan un palo, un... de la escoba o algo así, para que puedan ellos, para que puedan, no puedan ver, ¿verdad? Les dan unas poquitas vueltas para que se emborrachen un poquito y luego van a quebrar la piñata. Y así, como puede ser que el primero la rompa, puede ser que pasen 20 y no la rompen pronto. Y por fin, cuando la rompen, entonces todos van sobre la piñata, sobre lo que cayó de la piñata, que son los dulces. Ya. Te digo que algunas veces hacen bromas y en lugar de dulces lleva confeti o lleva harina, lleva otras cosas. Pero es una parte de la fiesta muy bonita, lo que es la piñata.
Muchas gracias, Irma.
Sí, gracias. Gracias por haberme dado la oportunidad de mostrarle, ¿verdad? Esta pues es una cosa manual que hacemos nosotros en México y que es muy común porque cualquier persona la quiere hacer. Gracias.
Gracias.